Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June the 7th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 14.5 cents at 7.57, July wheat down 21.25 cents at 10.71¾, and July beans up 29 cents at 17.28¼. Well, this morning I thought that, you know, when we saw that rally last night at 5:30 in corn and beans, that it was perhaps Chinese buying. It appears, though, the weather forecasters have added heat into the 6 to 10 day to go along with the 10 to 14 day, and that's what sparked the big rally. We continued that rally this morning. Corn did finish about 8 cents off its highs, the beans about 5 cents off its highs, but still a pretty strong day out here. The wheat was under pressure all day. The funds and spreaders were selling some wheat and buying corn and beans against it, and we really don't see too many problems with the wheat for the time being. Jordan passed on its tender, so demand is still a big question mark out here. The supply and demand reports at the end of the week look like they're going to show a pretty tight soybean carryout. The estimates are about 218 for the early guesses. That's going to give the July-November bean spread some power out here. I think we closed it up about 14 or 15 cents today, and that could significantly move higher. Now, with all that said, the noon forecast that I saw for the 11 to 15 don't look that bad. It looks like it shifted the heat away from the Midwest more toward the east, and some showers were coming in. So, you know, who do you want to believe out here? This is certainly the time of year when weather is going to take center stage. A lot of traders like to watch Tom Skilling at noon to see if there's been any daily updates that might affect the market. And we're certainly, with the carryouts as tight as they are in corn, wheat, and beans, any real losses due to a possible La Nina could certainly spark these markets to move higher. Beans just missed a new contract high close by a penny and a half. If we close July beans over 17.50, I would say that we've got a good shot to rally the market, perhaps considerably higher. Corn, we've got quite a long way to go. I think beans, if we do close over 17.50, we'll continue to gain on corn for a while out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.